Okay, we have Sister Noura from Sudan. Assalamu alaikum, Sister, you're live on Ask Huda. Your questions, please.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. I'd just like to say, Sheikh, I am with you. May Allah bless those who are martyred and perish.
Ameen.
I have two questions.
Mm-hmm.
Malaysian, I'm a Malaysian. And the way that we pray Fajr prayers is with kunut. I know that it's something that is not according to Sunnah, Rasulullah SAW. But in the masjid, I go in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and the imam would pray with the kunut. Should I join them or should I just pray at home? My second question is, if I'm reading the Quran and the azan sounds, do I need to stop or can I finish reading the surah?
Okay.
In Indonesia and Malaysia, the prominent fiqh madhab is the Shafi'i. Mm-hmm. And according to Imam Shafi'i, and he is opposing the Jumhur in this view, that he recommends the qunut in every fajr. And according to the vast majority in the sound references, that the qunut would be only performed during calamities like this right now. Imams are recommended to make dua, not only in fajr, in every single prayer, whether it's a loud prayer or a silent prayer, such as dhuhr and asr, maghrib or isha or fajr, the 5 daily prayers. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when 70 of his companions were hurt and martyred, he made qunut against the tribes, ra'al wa dhaqwan, who assassinated them for a whole month. And it was done in the 5 daily prayers, in the last raka'ah, after rising up from ruku'ah. So if this is the case, it is recommended. What Al-Imam Shafi'i relies on is not a sound reference to limit the qunut in fajr only and on daily basis. But here is the case. If you happen to pray behind an imam who is Shafi'i, and is making qunut, join him in saying Ameen, and there is no blame on you. Wallahu a'lam.